Welcome to this demo of the Belkin Boost Up charging pad. And of course, this is for, in my case, the new iPhone 8 Plus. And as the name implies, it's a wireless charging pad for the iPhone. So basically, what you get in the box is pretty simple. You get the pad. And it's funny because every time I think of a pad or a charging pad in this case, I always think of something that is actually square, don't know why, or rectangular, but this charging pad is actually round. So you get the round charging pad, you get, at least in Australia, two-prong AC adapter for your PowerPoint, and the cable that goes into the actual pad is white, and so is the charging pad to make it, I guess, blend in hopefully with your home appliances, etc. When you plug the AC adapter into the wall, you go and plug the other end into the pad itself. Because the base of the pad is curved, what they've done with the little plug is they've curved it slightly so that when I put it into the little slot hole that you slide it into on the base of the charging pad, if I slide it in, it actually molds in with the sloped side of the case, so nothing's really sticking out except the cable coming out. And the best way I can describe the charging pad, now I did this completely the wrong way when I first got out of the box. If you can imagine a saucer, probably the size of a good teacup saucer, that's the shape of it. So it's round and it's sloped up from the bottom going out as if you were holding a saucer in your hand. What happened to me was that I had it upside down. So if you can imagine again, completely flipping a saucer upside down and laying the plate flat, so you're actually feeling the bottom side of the actual saucer. That's the way that I had it up, because I thought, oh well, you know, it's going to be nice and stable when the whole thing's laying down, because smack bang in the middle there's a round rubber pad, and I thought, oh, very nicely, that's to, you know, stop the actual phone from slipping off. But it's not, it's to actually stop the pad moving on the surface that you've got it on. So as my son found out, if you flip it over, and I've now got the pad facing me with the cable away from me. So the cable's at 12 o'clock furthest away from me. If I come to number 3 on the clock face, there's a tiny little dot just on the edge of the charging pad. And that's the little light that changes color when the phone's charging. Right in the middle of the actual charging pad, you have a raised round rubber circle, but this one's actually not filled in the middle. So on the circumference, there's a rubber ring with nothing in the middle. It's just the plastic of the actual charging pad. And after all that, what you basically do is take your iPhone, which I've got here, this is the iPhone 8 Plus, and you can put it any way you like on the charging pad. It doesn't make any difference, as long as the phone is equal over all the edges. So I'm going to put it horizontally across. So the phone is now going from 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock, if you like, with the cable furthest away from me plugged into the pad at 12 o'clock. And if I put it down, you might have heard the vibration. Just a note for sighted or low vision folks, because I've effectively put it from 9 to 3, I've of course covered up the light that's at 3 o'clock. But if you're completely blind and you don't need to look at the light, that's what I meant by you can put it on the pad in any way. If you're worried about obscuring the light, then just put it on an angle that still allows that light to show. On the iPhone 8 Plus, I've got equal amounts of the phone sticking out over each edge of the charging pad. And again, remember, it's round like a saucer. So it's really easy to place, because if I try and take it off now, I'll just pick it up. Now, if I put it on, so I've now got the bottom of the iPhone on the edge of the charging pad, nothing happens, all right? That was me just putting it down. So if I pick it up again and put it in the middle, I can hear or feel the vibration straight away. So I take it off again, put it on again, and it's charging. And you probably can't hear this, but I also heard the actual sound and the vibration of when it was charging. And of course, us being voiceover users, if I turn voiceover on and check the top of my screen status line,
359 orientation, Bluetooth connected, 100% battery power on AC power, Status bar okay, item.
So it says on AC power.
Swipe down with three fingers to reveal notifications.
So you can definitely tell whether it's charging or not. It's not complicated at all. So if I take it off again, and this time I'm going to put it vertically. So I'm basically going to put it with the bottom of the phone on the home button facing me, and the top of the phone will be over the cable. There we go. Charging straight away. So really, all it is to make sure that the middle of the phone is over the middle part of the actual charging pad itself, and off you go. It was actually more complicated actually explaining it than on how to use it. So simply you plug it in. It's the right way up for a saucer, if you like. Pop your phone on top of it and it starts charging. And just for information, I've got the silicone case on my phone. And I believe it says that it will wirelessly charge through a 3mm thick case. So there's certainly no problem with the silicone case on my iPhone 8 Plus charging it. And I just like the fact that I don't have to worry about any cables. I just pick my phone off the pad and away I go. But when I get home, I can just go plonk and it's charging, ready to go. No worrying about plugging in cables. And the fact that I can actually both hear the charging tone and the phone vibrating to let me know it's all hunky-dory and charging. Price-wise, this was $99 Australian, and I believe the Mophie one is a similar price, but I believe the Mophie one is actually smaller than the Belkin one. If you want to check it out, go to the Apple Store website, or of course the Apple Store app itself. And just in case you're wondering, it's 7.5 watts. Now, even though I've only mentioned the iPhone 8 Plus, it will definitely do the iPhone 8 Plus, and of course the iPhone 10 when it comes out in November 2017. And charging time, at the moment I've got absolutely no idea. I just like the fact, to begin with, that it's a wireless charging pad for my iPhone. So that'll do me for the moment, and as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.